This is Focus on Domestic Violence, a public affairs presentation. I'm David Pike, Executive Director of Mitchell County Safe Place.
And I'm Samantha Phipps, Executive Director of the Family Violence Coalition in Yancey County.
You know, this time of year we're starting to see some significant events occur. Like last week we had a Friday the 13th.
Yes.
And I figured out how that works. If the first occurs on a Sunday, you're going to have a Friday the 13th. So we're going to have one in March. There'll be another one in November for people who really like that sort of thing.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't realize that.
But it's also springtime is in the air. We've had a couple of days that were almost spring-like.
Gave us that false sense of spring coming. Yeah.
And people will be into spring cleaning, so maybe we can talk a little bit about how that might apply to their lives and relationships and that sort of thing.
Exactly. Yeah, you can, at this time of year, you do think about, you know, cleaning up your physical environment, the house and yard and that kind of thing. And truly, when you do clean up your physical living space, you start, your mind kind of frees up. And I tend to keep too much clutter around, and I'm literally going through every room and cleaning out my basement and making a clean sweep of things. And it hit me, and I mentioned this to you this morning, that in making a clean sweep of things, we can take stock of how are we living? Are we safe? Are our children safe? Are we happy? Are we living in chaos? And beyond the physical living environment, how are we really living? And this is a time to take stock of that and have a rebirth and renewal of the spirit, which is what spring and Easter is all about, and other events that happen during that time. So we could talk about that, about how can you start over.
And we've talked about this in the past, that if you come from a family where violence, domestic violence or sexual assault, any of those things occur, that you're more likely to wind up in that kind of a situation when you're an adult.
And you think it's normal.
That's unfortunate. Yeah, you sort of think that's normal. And I think there's a part of the mind that's not consciously doing it, but, you know, you just are attracted to what you feel comfortable and safe with.
Exactly.
And a lot of the people that we see, you know, are in that relationship because it's comfortable, and change is threatening. Always change is threatening. But sometimes we have to really change, and that starts with just a look at yourself. You know, where are you? You know, are you and your family safe? Are you and your family happy? Is this a good environment to raise your children in? And one of the things I always ask women who come into the shelter is, particularly when they're thinking about going back into an abusive situation, is, do you want your child to grow up and be like you?
Right. And what we know is children learn where they live, and if they are experiencing this growing up, chances are they'll grow up and the cycle will continue.
That's right. And it's hard to break that cycle. And we're going to talk next week about all the things that you need to put together to make it work. But the first is to start with looking at yourself. And we want to emphasize that we've got people on board that are ready to help you. If you want to give us a call, we're going to give you some numbers at the end of the show. You don't have to come to the shelter to take advantage of these services, but you can call us. You don't even have to give us your name if you don't want to. And just talk over your situation and look at some of the options that you might have.
Right, because it is overwhelming. And if you're having to take stock of your whole entire life, and we're willing to walk you through it. And in all of us working in these programs, we've been there, done that, and gotten through it. So we can tell you what to do.
Yeah, most of the women that are in our shelters are all former victims of domestic violence. And it's like Alcoholics Anonymous. You know, you get other alcoholics who've been there and know what the situation is. Well, it's the same thing with domestic violence. You've got women who've been there, know what it's like, and can tell you, you know, if you continue doing what you're doing, what the probable outcomes are going to be. And it's usually not good.
Right. But we can also tell you what we did in order to become centered and happy.
Right.
And it works. It's like a recipe.
That's right. And one of the things that we try to do with both of our programs is to have support groups where we get together women who have gone through a program, successfully made the transition to being self-sufficient and getting out of a bad situation, and put those together with people who are new into this recovery business, and they can learn from others who've been there and done that.
Right, and that's something I can't emphasize enough. If you have been out of a domestic violence or violent background and would like to participate in support group and help others by telling your story and being supportive, that would be great. We'd love to have you in either county be a part of support group.
Give them a phone number for Yancey County.
In Yancey County, to talk about support group or any crisis, call 682-0056.
And in Mitchell County, our number is 765-4044. Thank you for listening, and remember that stopping domestic violence begins with who?
It begins with me and you.